Time for our weekly chat with Flotess, our first lady of the Eugene sports scene, providing coverage for all things sports on KEZI-TV. You can find what you may have missed on KEZI.com. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Kristen E. Rogers, Rogers with a D. We welcome in our Friday guest, Kristen Rogers. KR, how are you?
Well, I'm great, but Phil Mickelson doesn't look too good. I think he's going to miss the cut. Not good, Steve.
No, he's going for number four. To tell you the truth, Phil's done enough. He needs to worry about getting his U.S. Open and a career Grand Slam.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'll never forget, side note, when I saw him win his first Masters, my house was like the 49ers had just won the Super Bowl. I was like a little child sitting cross, like in front of the TV, screaming when he put that jacket on his back. It was like monkey's finally off. Ugh.
All right, let me do my math. Were you 10 or 11 in 2004?
2000. Oh man.
Well, figure out when you were born.
I was 11 at that point.
Okay. By the way, I saw your pic on Twitter yesterday. You had your Giants hat out, your Warriors hat, your feet on the table with round one of the Masters on the flat screen. Then last night you had Golden State hosting San Antonio, the opener with the Giants against the Dodgers. How much were you in your sports glory right there?
I didn't move from my couch yesterday, Steve. I just sat there and I soaked in all the wonderfulness that was Thursday. It was great. I wish that I was able to watch more of the Giants game. I was trying to stream it a little bit. But, it was just kind of a perfect day for me to get an off day, which I know is a rare thing. But I was very excited about it.
Now, I saw something else that grabbed my attention. Apparently, your family has a unique way to choose a Masters winner. So if you could explain the video where I saw your family's doggy providing some interesting way to analyze and predict.
Yeah, so if anyone's seen, like, Jimmy Fallon has his puppy predictor for, like, the Super Bowl and, like, the NBA Finals. Like, he has a bunch of, like, puppies run out and go to the dog food bowl that has, like, the name of the Broncos or whatever on it. The most puppies there is obviously the one that's going to win. Well, we actually just got this puppy back in Thanksgiving. So, we're kind of in between dogs for a while. But my parents set up, I love them so much, but they set up Bubba, they set up Phil, and they set up Ricky Fowler, like, photos, and, like, a little piece of kibble, and they, like, let my dog Riley, like, run, and so she went to Ricky Fowler, and she chewed Ricky Fowler up. So we were like, okay, obviously she wants Ricky. Well, after seeing his first two rounds, I'm pretty sure she was chewing him up, like, he is not an option. He is going to do very poorly. So we're thinking that's the direction she was going in. But, my family and I all bet, and it's a pretty fun time of the year for us.
Yeah, for anybody who wasn't aware, Ricky Fowler shot 44 on the backside yesterday and ended up with an 80, which you're a golfer. You know this, that for a pro, a high-level guy to shoot 80 at the Masters is awful. I would give up, like, an appendage to shoot 80 at the Masters.
Yes. I would literally give up appendages just to be at the Masters. But yeah, I completely understand there. But I don't know how many people went and saw that poor putting performance by Phil Ernie Els on the first hole of the Masters. The number of times it's so painful to watch because I'm pretty sure every golfer ever has had a moment like that. But to have it be the first hole of the Masters is just like so cringeworthy.
Well, to me it was, I could never six putt because by four, the ball's in the water and I'm at the beer cart. Just totally check out.
There you go.
We're talking with Kristen Rogers of KEZI. As far as football goes, you're 3-and-out. By the way, titled Changes. I love the Bowie reference, so well done there. You guys finally got to chat with Brady Hoke, the new defensive coordinator, obviously, first time he's ever held that position. So what did he have to say about, adjusting to his new gig and maybe how the guys are responding to more than just the volume of his voice?
Yeah, I think what's interesting is he still has that, even though he's a defensive coordinator, he has that head coach kind of persona to him. You know, he has a little bit of fun with the media. He, it's not coach speak, which is refreshing. But he says he's settling in well to Eugene, says he loves it, and that's where he's been staying. But, no, I mean, he joked that he loves the intensity on the field, that this program is not where it needs to be right now. I should say this team, the defense, is not where it needs to be. But he really puts a lot of that on himself and the other coaches, saying that they're the ones that need to create that competitive energy. And, you know, as you mentioned, the players do say that he has a very loud voice. And I asked him about that today. He said, I may have a loud voice, but at the end of the day, I want the players to have that loud voice. You know, he wants the players to kind of be infected by that intensity that he's brought to Eugene.
Now, there was an interesting experiment this week, the Dwayne Benjamin experiment at wide receiver, who's a terrific guy, great player, basketball, hadn't played football in 5 years. Beyond what you heard from he and the coaches, I mean, when you think about it, kind of hard to waltz onto the football field for an elite program like this and jump past all the guys they actually recruited at that position for that sport.
Yeah, it was funny. When we first heard that Dwayne Benjamin was practicing with the team, and we asked Mark Helfrich about it, and this was, you know, after Helfrich said that his high school video might have been a little overblown, and his high school film might have been a little bit too talked up. He said that, you know, pretty much what that you just said, that, you know, there's such great competition at wide receiver, especially that this year. It's not like a Johnny Lloyd situation where he was able to come in and, you know, make a contribution at all. Mark Helfrich said, hey, look, we've got great talent, so that's making it really, really tough on him. And I thought maybe we'd see him through the spring game and kind of get that jersey from the spring game and, you know, have some fun. But I do give him credit for really kind of taking it seriously in terms of pro basketball, because I think that's the direction he wants to go, is possibly put some opportunities overseas. It would have been great for Oregon to have that 6'7" frame on the field, though, and create those mismatches. But, yeah, it was definitely kind of a fun, light storyline, and media members always love that.
We're talking with Kristen Rogers of KEZI. I want to get to the Warriors and the NBA. They didn't officially clinch the one seed until last night, and they had to win 70 games. I know you're a big fan. So is that kind of sigh of relief? Do you think they'll make a run at 73 wins? Or maybe just, I don't know, play it by ear and see how things play out, more with a focus on the title than the Bulls record?
So I think the fact that we've been talking about them chasing this record literally the entire season would become such a letdown if they didn't at least tie it. I mean, and I guess that it's hard. You know, they have Memphis home and away and San Antonio.
KR, you kind of cut out. Lost what you just said. So,
you guys hear me now?
Yeah, the last thing I heard you say is chasing it all year, and then you disappeared.
Yes, no, because, sorry about that. Because the Warriors have been chasing this record all year, and it's been a national storyline all season. If they don't get it, it is going to feel like a letdown. And I wonder if the players are going to feel like it's a letdown. You know, Kobe Bryant had a quote a few nights ago saying, if there's a record out there, I'm going to go get this. Like, wow, I'm going to get the record. And there starts to become speculation as to this program and if they really wanted to get the record, where their priorities are. And, you know, and I feel like if they can at least tie the record heading into the postseason, like, that is when, like, they're going to have some better momentum kind of going forward and going with them. And, you know, as a Warriors fan, obviously, you want to see them at least tie the record, because coming up just short would be a heartbreaker.
All right, one final thought with the weekend upon us. We've got the Pepsi at Hayward, baseball at PK, the Civil Wars in softball is to the north. So where will we find a flow test this weekend? What are you up to the next couple days, KEZI-wise?
I'm going to be soaking up some sun over at Hayward Field for track. I'm really excited about it. I love track season. I think it's such an amazing time of year. Just there is magic at Hayward Field, so I'm excited to go over there. And then Sunday, I picked Rory to win the Masters, so I will be watching the TV before I anchor and hoping that he pulls it out.
Yep, he goes for the career Grand Slam, would be the sixth guy ever. Pretty elite company. KR, always fun. Appreciate your time. You have an awesome weekend.
Thanks, you too, Steve.
All right, take it easy.